Hello, my name is Percy, and we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All your answers are confidential, so let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30310.
All right. What is the year of your birth?
You said what?
What is the year of your birth?
Oh, 1970.
1970, all right. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, all right. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
I'm African-American.
All right. Well, for whom did he vote for in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yeah, I did vote.
All right. And for who did he vote?
I voted Democratic.
All right. So that be for Joe Biden, then?
Yes.
All right. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta?
Yes, I am.
All right. So below, I'm going to give you a short list of some issues, and if you could please select three that are the most important to you. And the list goes inflation and the cost of living, racism and discrimination, immigration, public transportation, jobs and the economy, education, crime, abortion access, climate change and the environment, or traffic.
Okay, race and race.
Mm-hmm.
You said two more?
Well, for that one, it was racism and discrimination.
Yeah, racism and discrimination is one. And then the economy, and then abortion.
All right. So when thinking about the direction in which the following is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? And the first one is the city of Atlanta.
Well, somewhat dissatisfied.
All right. The Atlanta region.
I'm just going to say in between.
So would that be like somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
I'll say somewhat dissatisfied.
All right. And what about Georgia?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people or some groups of people or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, so it's very neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. And you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you may feel. And if you don't know them or if you've never heard of them, you can also mention that as well. So the first one is Uber and Lyft.
10.
10, all right. MARTA trains.
between?
Yeah, so the categories are 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings. A 5 means that you feel very neutral towards this. And a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings. And you're free to choose any number from 0 to 10.
Okay, you said a 5. What's the number again for a 5?
5 is neutral.
Okay, yeah, 5 for MARTA.
All right. What about self-driving cars?
0.
Electric scooters?
5.
The Atlanta Beltline.
I'll say a 10.
Mayor Andre Dickens.
I'll say a 10.
The Atlanta City Council.
I'll say a 5.
The Atlanta Police Department.
A 5.
MARTA buses.
I'll say a 5.
Governor Brian Kemp.
A 0.
Artificial intelligence companies.
A 0.
0, all right. So how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Would you say it's a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
A major problem.
All right. How would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Would you say it's excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
I'll just say it's fair.
All right. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Would you say you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
A few times a week.
How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Would you say you're, like, very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
What was that just... Well, I'll just say somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar? All right. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Would you say you use it, like, almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Never.
All right. Based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
I have a positive.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
I'm somewhat positive.
What is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
I just think of exercise. I don't know.
Exercise?
Yeah, you can walk or ride a bike.
All right. So I'm going to read you a few statements, and after each one, if you could please use a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you need to disagree or agree, so it's very neutral, and a 0 if you strongly disagree with the statement. And you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. So the first one is, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
I'll say 5.
Crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta buses.
I'll say 5.
I feel safe riding MARTA.
I'll say 5.
The quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
I'll say 5.
I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
I'll say 5.
Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
For who to come?
Criminals. For criminals to come to my neighborhood.
I'll say 0.
MARTA says they're working on projects, but I have never seen them complete anything.
That's a 0.
All right. So which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement A, which says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Or statement B, which says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to quickly get from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
I'll say A.
Do you agree strongly with statement A or somewhat with statement A?
Strongly.
All right. So here are a few policies that city leaders might consider making or they might consider when trying to address the Atlanta's area traffic problems. After each one, if you could please, again, use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. A 5 means that it's kind of neutral, so you somewhat prioritize it. And a 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. So again, you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
A 5. I mean, neutral. Excuse me.
All right. So somewhat prioritize it then?
Can you repeat that question one more time?
For sure. Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
Okay, I want to change that to highly prioritize.
All right, so that'd be a 10 then?
Yeah.
All right, adding more bus stops and less wealthy neighborhoods.
Adding more bus stops and less wealthy neighborhoods?
Mm-hmm, adding more bus stops and less wealthy neighborhoods.
I will, what's the lowest or what?
The lowest, agree? Yeah, the lowest is 0, meaning you do not prioritize.
Yeah, I'll disagree. 0.
All right. Adding more security to MARTA stops.
I'll, 10, highly prioritize.
Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
I highly prioritize.
All right, so that'd be a 10 then?
Yes.
Adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
A 10.
All right. Adding light rail to the Beltline.
A 10.
A 10, all right. Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
Five.
Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
A 10.
Expand, all right, repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
A 10.
A 10, all right. So, I'm sorry, could you just repeat your answer again for the building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters?
Well, I said a 5.
5, all right. Repairing all right. So repairing potholes and fixing our streets. Did you say 10 for that one?
Yes.
All right. And adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
A 10.
10, all right. So how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which would place pedestrian-friendly light rails along the Beltline Trail? Would you say you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Somewhat familiar.
All right. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of the public transportation onto the Beltline?
No.
So do you oppose it?
No.
So you support it?
Yeah.
All right. So would that be strongly support or somewhat oppose? Would that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
All right. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan would expand 22 miles of light rail transit along the existing Beltline trails. And when completed, the Beltline Transit would link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. So based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some very brief questions about the Atlanta Beltline. And I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. And if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing statement about the Beltline, a 5 means that it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 means that it's not a convincing statement at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix the traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city.
Tim.
When complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers.
Ten,
all right. The Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investments and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of these people are not jobs are not easily accessible to people in less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplaces.
I'll say it, Tim.
All right. So, once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
All right. So now I'm going to have some statements, but this time it's kind of like the opposite. This one is based on, I'm going to read you a few statements, and if you could please rate it again on a scale of 0 to 10. But this time, where a 10 means that this is a very concerning statement about the Beltline, a 5 means that it's a somewhat concerning statement, and a 0 means that it's not at all a concerning statement. So the first one is, the Beltline Trail is going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. MARTA is completely unsafe at the moment, with shootings happening at MARTA stations on a regular basis. And so instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use. That'd be very concerning then?
Yeah, that would be very concerning, yeah.
All right, so a 10?
Yeah.
All right. At $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget, and who's to say whether it won't cost $3, $4, or even $5 billion of our tax dollars, assuming it ever actually happened, or it was actually ever completed. So we need a public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work.
I would say a 10.
All right. The Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification, and pushing longtime Black and Brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up as out-of-town interests pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs would feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents, and we've got to take back our city and say no to gentrification.
Well, I do agree with that. I say a 10.
All right. So one last time, based on what you know or what you may know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
No, I don't.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Well, I mean, I do. I mean, I support it. I'm not, yeah, I don't want to say I don't.
I do
support.
Strongly support? All right. So now we're in the last three categories. We're about 90% done, so I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And the last two questions we have are just for statistical purposes. So how long have you lived in Atlanta?
I'm 20 years.
20 years, all right. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Would you say you're heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Okay, I really wouldn't like to, I wouldn't prefer to say that.
All right, no worries. So are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Yeah, I'm single.
Single, all right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Yeah, Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Would you say you're full-time, part-time, unemployed, or retired, or something else?
I'm full-time.
Full-time?
Yes.
All right. For the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it, or I can kind of give you ranges, and you tell me which one you fit in.
$50,000 a year.
$50,000. All right. So would that be from like $45,000 to $54,000 then?
Yeah, that would fall in that range.
All right. So, well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
All right. You as well.
All right. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.